Right now, though, it's time to debut some new music.
Yes. Now, before we listen to this, you have to go back a couple years when I moved out to the country, and for some reason, well, I think the biggest reason, you guys will probably scream and laugh at it, but I was inspired by the great Randy Rogers after listening to him to finally start writing some music. And I ran into Steve Porcari, who used to run the board here on the Dunham and Miller Show. And I said, hey, what do you think about starting a country band together? And he said, sure. So we started rehearsing and playing, and mainly playing cover tunes and stuff like that. But we started, writing. I started writing some songs, and we started playing some gigs. I guess we've played, I don't know, 8 or 9 gigs here in the last couple of years. And we finally put together what we thought were our best 5 songs, and we said, let's do like a little CD, a little EP or LP, whatever you want to call it. And that CD is now available to the public. Now, here in a couple of weeks, we're going to have it to where you can download it, you can order it online. We'll tell you how you can get it this weekend here in a second, but right now, it's out and available to a very limited release. But I invited the whole band, the Bird Dogs, to come down and talk about this, and only one showed up, so I think that they fear that this is a failed project.
Well, you may not get support from your band, but you're going to get support from this guy.
Okay.
I got to tell you something, Giorgio. I've told you this many times in private, and I think I've said it on the air.
Play some soft music behind this.
Yeah, this is going to be excessively gay. I'm just warning you. But you have the most beautiful voice of any guy up here at the ticket.
Well, I don't know about that.
I have often also said I think you're the most talented guy up here at the ticket. Now, you sent me these songs probably, I don't know, a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat in my office at home, and I cried.
Wow. I can't believe you aired that.
Yes.
British cigarette.
You heard me correctly. I cried listening to this kind of stuff, and I thought the songs were beautiful. It was a combination of the beauty of the songs, the messages that you had in the songs, and the fact that you effing did it. You did this. You went out and you recorded this stuff. You wrote these songs, and you did it.
Well, thank you, Gordo.
And it was a beautiful
nice
thing, and I sent you an email.
It was a very nice email.
A tremendously gay email about it. And I put my emotions out on my sleeve there and told you that I thought it was beautiful. And so I think these are great songs, and I think that you have a second career as a bird dog.
As a bird dog,
you do. And your dreams are going to come true because I think these songs are good enough. And I think that you are brilliant enough as a musician and an entertainer. Granted, you'll look kind of like the jug band.
The overweight uncle up there,
The overweight bear in that jug band animatronic thing
like
up on stage.
Chuck E. Cheese.
But you will one day open up for your hero, Randy Rogers. You will do a gig with him. All right, now this Bird Dog CD, 5 songs on it.
By the way, can you not even look at him because his voice is so beautiful? It's like a combination of Jesus and Fergie.
Yes, you will die. Jesus and Fergie.
That's from Step Brothers.
That's right.
Oh, I can't even look at you. Your voice, it's like a combination of Jesus and Fergie.
You also wrote about stuff that was very personal to you. It sounds like to me, anyway, when I'm interpreting it. Mm-hmm. This seems to be a song about you and your lovely wife getting together at a very young age and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mightily.
Yeah, not struggling as if y'all are fighting with each other, but financially.
And, yeah.
There seems to be some stuff about your son and possibly your father somewhere in here.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so let's listen to In a Minute off the new Bird Dog CD, which, by the way, it very proudly says on the back of this CD, all songs by George Dunham.
Yeah.
There's not another human being mentioned. All right.
Hold on a second.
It's happening right now. We're certainly here.
Who's on guitar?
That's the great Steve Porcari right there. Travis Beal on bass. Travis is with us in the studio this morning, the only bird dog who showed up.
What seemed that look for? Wasn't that you with the girl next door? No reason to rhyme. Yeah, we were gonna get to that, but we all just seemed to run out of time. Hey, dude, I remember those days. Great.
tell me that isn't badass. Huh?
Okay, I tell you that's not badass.
That's country right in your face.
When you gonna settle down? When you gonna forget about the girls in this town? Wave a magic wand. Wanna jump back to go back to being the big fish in the little pond? Oh, hey, dude, I remember those days. No worries but making grades. Life changes and your youth fades. Yeah, you go back there in a minute.
Is this your first single? Is this the single you'll put out?
I don't know. I don't know what our single's going to be of these five songs.
I think that ought to be your first single.
I think that sounds great.
Yeah, it's upbeat. It's real catchy. And
it's very catchy.
It's great.
Yeah, I think you sound great. The thing I'm having a problem getting by is whenever I've heard you sing, it's been a joke song.
Right.
It's been a promo for the ticket.
Dave Campo voice or something.
Yeah, so whenever I hear you sing, I'm expecting to laugh.
Keith Jackson, singing Hard to Handle.
And that was the hardest thing about this when we went into the studio to record this, was hearing your own voice.
Yeah, and you hate your own voice.
You hate it. You think, you know, we always talk about how we hate our own voice here on the air.
Yep.
When you hear yourself sing, you just cringe and go, ugh, hate it. But you have the best voice of anyone up here, to me, it sounds like a singing Muppet.
Any musician that I know.
Well, that's overrating.
I love it.
That sounds like a Muppet.
All right. Now this
like
one is
anyone
called,
can even.
All right, do you want to do "Thought It Was You" or "Words from My Heart"? Which would you prefer of those two?
I don't care. Let Travis pick. He's the bass player.
All right, Travis. Which one do you pick?
He thought it was you.
Okay, all thought right. It was you.
That
okay.
Make me cry.
Now, what is this song about?
I heard a guy speak behind me, and his voice was just like my dad's. I mean, just like my dad's. My dad had been gone for, I guess, 5 or 6 years or so. But it just made me think, what was I about to see when I heard this voice?
Stand in line at the end of a day, staring in space.
Travis backup vocals there.
But your spirit carries on, and I thought it was you. I thought I heard your voice. Was it dreaming this through? But I turned around to see if it was true. What would I say? What would I do?
Tell me that is not beautiful.
I don't know.
Georgia, you know, I'm so proud of you. This is great.
Thanks. And, you know, the biggest thing, I had the hardest time, and, you know, we played 8 or 9 times, and I never talk about it on the show just because I just feel weird about it. And the big thing when we're playing original music, I always feel weird because, you know, what if it just gets totally bagged on?
Yeah.
But... again, I'll quote the great Randy Rogers. I talked to him about this, and he said, do you like your music? And if you like it, then put it out there. And if people like it, they like it. If they don't. But you know that if you think you've got something to say and to portray, then do it and see what happens.
So when did you make the leap to country music?
About 3 years ago.
When I first met you, you were into rock, and I never knew you had a country side.
Well, you know, I always listened to Neil Young, and really the first music I listened to was Buck Owens and Tom T. Hall and Willie and Waylon. And
that's what I grew up on, too. My parents were all into that.
And, you know, that's my brother would play, you know, country music when we'd get together. But I never really liked what was out there until I heard Randy and Wade Bowen and guys like that, and it just struck a huge chord with me, and it said, wow, it opened a whole new world of music to me. And I guess you classify it as country, but it's a Texas sound or whatever, but it just struck me to the core.
I gotta say, it doesn't sound like a first try five song CD.
It's like a professional songwriter.
Yes, it sounds like something you would hear straight out of Nashville. I don't know if that's a slap. No. It's not meant to be, but it sounds like a professionally done CD by a band that's been around forever. It sounds great.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope you make millions of dollars. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know about that. I just hope we can make it through a set at Dan Silverleaf on Saturday.
Okay.
And that is the way. That's our CD release party, by the way. That's the only way you can get the CD right now. In a couple of weeks, it's going to be available. We can get it online and all that. But that's the only way you can get it now is Saturday, Dan Silverleaf.
Saturday, Dan Silverleaf.
Right after the Cowboy game, yeah.
Final bit of gayness. It's beautiful music, Giorgio, and you are a beautiful guy. And
well, thank you, Gordo.
I'm so proud to be your friend.
Did y'all like what Travis had to say today?
What did Travis say?
I thought I brought a lot.
What's it like being in this band? What's it like being in a band that's about to explode?
Well, it's
from
quite
the
exciting.
Pants area.
Do you guys have a lot of music in the tank right now that you're about to produce?
Pretty much every practice we go to, George just hops up and say, "Hey, I wrote this last night."
Do you have new stuff?
Oh, we've got about seven more.
He writes.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah. He writes with no fear.
With plenty of fear.
Drops it and we play it.
But I wish Clay was up here. The steel player is just unbelievable.
We'd be nothing without that.
Now, George, do you write the music also, or just the lyrics?
The chords and everything, and all the arrangement of like the lead guitar and the steel, that's up to Steve and to Clay, and the bass part, Travis, you know, arranges that himself. And we just kind of
write the songs, they flesh out the parts.
Yeah, they flesh out the parts, and Pablo, our drummer, is tremendous on vocals, and, you know, and when we play these songs, a lot, you know, they'll say, hey, why don't you try this, and again, they've all had, you know, their arrangement ideas, and it's been so much fun. That was the thing, even if we didn't put out this CD, just getting together and playing music with these guys has been one of the best experiences of my life. It's been awesome.
All right, very good. CD release party Saturday night, Dan Silverleaf in Denton. That's how you get the new Bird Dogs CD. What's it called? Just
Bird
the Bird Dogs?
Meet the Bird Dogs. No, it's just called just the Bird Dogs.
Look at the cover art here.
Look at the little bird dog on there.
It's a bird dog silhouette in front of a sunrise. It's just.
And eventually there'll be information or CDs available at myspace.com/birddogmusic.
There you go.
Eventually.
All right, nicely done.
We want information.
Travis, thanks for coming up here.
Thanks, Travis.
See you, Travis.
Quality broadcaster.
Thank you.
It's 8:32 on the ticket. Looks like